Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Congress has been informed for a second time by the Trump administration that Iran is complying with the two-year-old international nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The 2015 agreement was designed to curb an Iranian nuclear program to strictly peaceful means and subject to monitoring while providing sanctions relief. Australian National University analyst Simon Saikal told VOA's Victor Beatty, the current U.S. administration's position toward Iran has a level of hostility to, similar to that of Israel.
Well, there's no question that Iranian involvement in Iraq, in Syria, and of course through Hezbollah in Lebanon is a matter of deep concern for Arab countries led by Saudi Arabia and of course the United States and some of its allies. But at the same time, Iran has not done what it has achieved through any direct actions of its own, but rather through the opportunities which have been provided to it, particularly as a result of American policy failures in the past.
It's back to crafting a new health care law as the latest GOP effort to overhaul the U.S. health care system fell apart, with more Republican senators saying they would not support a bill unveiled last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The failure was the second in as many months for Senate Majority Leader, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June when its defeat became inevitable. McConnell released a statement saying he would pursue that path in the Senate by taking up a repeal bill passed by the House of Representatives this year, but with an amendment delaying its implementation.